here's a story from The World.
People everywhere are hyper-focused on the pandemic right now. Meantime, in the background, the slower-burning crisis of climate change remains. It's our next guest's job to get the world to face it head-on. Patricia Espinoza is the executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. That means she's in charge of UN's climate conferences, wrangling every country on the planet to make and meet ambitious targets to reduce carbon emissions. Madam Secretary, thanks for speaking with us. How much harder is your job right now?
Thank you, Marco, for the opportunity to speak about this very important agenda, which remains, as you are mentioning, really the biggest threat to humanity now and into the future. The climate crisis was there before COVID started. Of course, the climate crisis has not taken a break because of COVID. Humanity needs to address these two fundamental existential crisis together. And it is indeed sometimes hard to get that message through that, you know, any recovery from COVID, any possibility to move towards a better scenario, a better future, will need to involve and include in a very integrated manner the climate change dimension in all decision-making and policy decisions.
Well, there was supposed to be the UN's big annual climate change meeting, COP26, this fall, seen as an especially important meeting. Countries are going to be asked to submit even newer ambitious targets for cutting carbon. That meeting's now been pushed back to 2021. Was that a difficult decision?
It was indeed a very difficult decision. We need to put at the center of our decisions the well-being and the health of people, and also to make sure that we can have full inclusive participation of all actors. At the same time, Marco, we need to bear in mind that the deadline for submission of the new climate plans by 2020 was established a few years back in Paris. That deadline has not changed. We are grateful that so far a bit over 10 countries have already submitted new or updated nationally determined contributions, but no doubt we need many more to come as soon as possible.
So last week, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the trillions of dollars being spent on pandemic economic recovery could, quote, either serve as a slingshot to hurtle climate action forward, or it can set it back many years. So far in economic recovery packages, the G20 governments are spending a lot more to bail out coal, oil and gas companies than they are spending on renewable energy. So without the benefit of a high-profile international meeting until next year, how can someone in your position pressure the world's governments now to prioritize lowering carbon emissions in their recovery plans?
It is certainly a big challenge. I cannot say that it is not a challenge. What we are trying to do is to make the point that aligning these recovery packages to a sustainable agenda is really the only way to proceed. How can you qualify a recovery that brings us back to a system, a way of operating that we know is completely unsustainable? Can we say that is a recovery? Can we say that is something that will bring us forward? Hmm. We need to get away of the idea that working or choosing a sustainable path is more difficult, more costly, you know, does not provide opportunities.
We're speaking with Patricia Espinoza. She's the top person leading the UN's charge on climate change. Madam Secretary, UN Secretary Guterres was in Beijing this week urging China to stop funding coal projects. I know you've taken a very different approach, trying to engage with oil and gas companies, not talking about them very much publicly. Why do you think that's a better approach?
The energy sector has been historically a sector that has in many ways help to shape the world in general. That sector represents also not only, of course, very important businesses for many companies, but also is the source of jobs for many, many people around the world. So we really need to bring that sector on board. We also need to bear in mind that this transformation has to be fair and just and has to bring everybody along.
Madam Secretary, I'm just curious, what keeps you up at night? Like, why does climate change mean so much to you personally?
I had the opportunity to be educated in an international school. Parents, Mexican, but they decided to send me and my siblings to the German school. I started to have a lot of interest in international relations. The more I was experiencing it, I realized the well-being of people anywhere in the world was closely linked to what happened elsewhere in the world. And I remain convinced that climate change is really the biggest threat to humanity and that it requires so much from everyone around the world.
Growing up, what did young Patricia Espinosa see specifically that informed you of this situation?
My home country, Mexico, is a very vulnerable country to climate change. We were seeing droughts. We were seeing floods. Whenever there was one of these extreme weather disasters, there were a lot of people dying, a lot of suffering. So then governments started building up their response structures. We came to realize that even with a stronger response, that suffering could not be contained because the damage to nature has been really too much.
Finally, Madam Secretary, can the world get down to net zero carbon emissions in your lifetime? Like, what will it take to get there?
I don't know whether this will happen in my lifetime, but I certainly think that getting to net zero by 2050 is possible. I do think that humanity has the resources in terms of ingenuity, of course. We have fantastic youth everywhere around the world. Youth that are developing in a really global environment. So I think this is possible.
Patricia Espinosa is the Executive Secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. She's been speaking with us from Bonn, Germany. Madam Secretary, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you.
From PRX.